This week's episode of Lip Service is brought to you by Astroglide. Y'all love that.
Perfect for anal sex.
I might have to try it because, you know, I never did it. Now, have you ever made sweet almond love?
Oh,
sweet almond love.
I like anything to do with nuts.
It sounds really healthy.
Or screamed in ecstasy. Oh. You will with Astroglide O. Astroglide O is a USDA certified organic dual purpose massage oil and personal lubricant. I only put organic shit in me.
Nice.
Okay.
Even my lube is organic.
It's kind of really neat that they've made like an organic product.
Yes.
So it's almond based.
Yes, almond and it's organic. That's what I'm talking about.
Very healthy.
You want to make sure it's good stuff, right?
I don't care if you're a vegetarian, you're going to get up in here, okay? Made from ultra hydrating planet based oils, Astroglide O has a luxurious feel and delicious coconut scent to make sure we smell good.
Yummy.
Experience it firsthand. Try a free sample at astroglide.com/purepleasure and indulge in an organic erotic experience.
Lip service.
Shit now. It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
And our girl Mia Isabella is here with us.
Hello, hello, ladies.
It's been a long time.
It has been a long time. It really has.
And you always got a lot going on now. You know, we always start with the tip of the day. Today's tip of the day is if you break up with somebody and they owe you money, how do you get it back?
Or do you just chalk it up as a loss?
Or do you just say, oh, well.
I mean, I would just consider it a loss anyway, but you can sue their asses if you have receipts. People have done it. You hear about somebody sued, like his date, because she was texting during a movie.
What?
Yes, he sued her for texting during his movie, and I think he won.
Wow.
I'm not for sure.
That's ridiculous.
You can sue for anything.
They're really expensive these days, so how much you got to pay for it?
Was it an eye pick there?
So,
I know, that's right. Give my money back, bitch. You don't want to be here?
FYI, calm down, L'Oreal, because you would get sued.
Everybody, though, everybody texts a little bit during the movie.
I hate when people text during... Now, if I'm home... I'm on the phone the whole time.
I watch movies with L'Oreal in the house, and she don't never watch the movie. She be playing games.
I be playing a game while the movie's on, like, you got a multitask. But if you in the theater and it's black in there and you got your phone out, I'm finna
sue her
too.
Can see everything.
Like, I can't see.
All right, so ladies, have you ever broken up with somebody and they owe you something? Or maybe some of your shit at their house?
Yeah, you definitely won't get your shit back.
Because, you know, sometimes people try to hold out because they know.
They do.
I want to hold on to you, so I'm not going to give you your shit back.
That's crazy. I hate people like that.
Petty.
It took me a long time to get my stuff back when I moved out.
Oh, Lord. I thought you wasn't going. I was like, oh, well.
I ain't going to lie. I thought I wasn't getting that shit back neither. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like when I did get my stuff back, it wasn't all of
all
it.
Right.
I feel like the bitch that moved in after
got
me probably
some
did
stuff.
Some. Yeah.
You got to play nice sometimes, too.
Like, my ex-husband stole all my stuff when I left him when I was young. He took everything.
So wait, you got married at 20, right?
I got married at
20. For 4 years.
Yes.
But he was a lot older than you.
Way older than me.
30 years or some shit.
Yeah, 30 years. He was 50 and I was 20. Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. That's a little crazy.
I didn't want to marry him. He was not playing with me though. He went to the family. He was paying people's bills. Like, he got in with everybody.
She said,
so much.
I didn't want to marry him.
I didn't. He knew it. I was very vocal. Like, look, we're business partners. I had a boutique on Michigan Avenue that was launching. He was one of my partners. And I was like, this is a business deal. Like, I'm not trying to mess up anything or mix up anything. He wasn't having it.
Oh, he trapped you.
He trapped me.
Right.
Whoa.
Yeah. My baby was my business and he used my business to trap me. So yeah, he trapped
me. How hard was it for you to leave somebody? Because I know you were very comfortable. It was very plushy.
I was very, wealthy.
Yeah.
it wasn't hard at all because he was an asshole.
Okay.
So, you know, it doesn't matter how much money he has, how many diamonds he put on me, how many houses he gave me. Like, I would have rather have just been with somebody who didn't have nothing.
And you were after him. That.
I was.
that was another mistake. Extreme to the next.
I thought that I would have wanted somebody that didn't have shit, and then I got somebody that didn't have shit. And
he was like,
I'm doing it all.
Just kidding. But you know that shit bad when you be like, I don't give a fuck if I'm just broke. I'm just out.
When you say he was an asshole, though, what
he
is
was
that?
Abusive. He was very abusive to me. He was very vocally, emotionally, mentally. He was just, in any way that he could be, he was just abusive.
Mm-hmm.
He was awful.
So then the next guy you got with, you were kind of the breadwinner in that
situation.
I was the breadwinner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how did that happen? Was it because I do feel like sometimes you break up with somebody and you're like, I don't want anybody like that person. Right. I'm going the exact opposite.
Uh-huh.
And it'd be worse.
I ended up shooting with him, doing a movie. And mm-hmm. so I guess I was stigmatized and a little bit lonely. Nice. I'd been single for quite some time. And it was some good stuff. So I was like, I like that. And he kind of, he knew how to talk to me the right way. And I kind of fell for that. So I didn't care that he didn't have anything. I had houses and stuff like that.
Shit, houses.
Yeah. You know, at the time.
Be clear, houses.
At the time, yeah.
And you started shooting when you were 19. When you got married at 20, right? Did you stop doing movies?
I did. Mm-hmm. I had only done like maybe 2 or 3 scenes mm-hmm. ever at that point, but they were big projects, so it made me really popular. But I was focusing on my fashion career because I had finished school in Paris and I was opening up my store. So I didn't really have time to be involved with that world anymore. And I didn't want it to be like something that affected my relationship at all. So I focused more on just being a married woman at the point.
Was he like, I don't want you to do that shit?
Or? No, actually, a couple years in, I got the opportunity to launch my own site from one of the top companies. Mm-hmm. And he was all for it. He was there shooting behind the scenes videos with me and my models. He was all about that. But he was super jealous in like real life. Like I wasn't allowed to go to the grocery store alone. I wasn't allowed to do anything. Like jeez. Any relatives where they were, if they were a man, if you had a dick, you were not allowed around me. In his mm-hmm. mind, if you have a dick, you want to fuck her. And I'm not risking it. Right. So he was very like, it was just too, like, I don't know how to describe it, but just like suffocating.
Yeah.
He didn't let me grow. And I was too young to not be flowering. I needed to like do me.
You were only 20.
I was happy
that's
to
a
be
baby.
A wife. I just yeah. needed to also be able to just enjoy myself. It wasn't about sex. It wasn't about being with other people. I didn't need that, but I needed some support to just grow into my own. And he wasn't having that. He wanted to keep me stunted.
You needed to live.
I needed to live. Yeah. yeah. He wasn't having it.
You think, could you imagine being married at 20?
Mm-mm. Nah.
I think about what I was doing. I was in college when I was 20 though, but I was so immature. Like there is no way I wasn't no good to nobody when I was 20 years old. All I wanted to do was hang out with my friends.
Yeah, that would have been nice. I did a little bit of that, you know. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed the beginning part of it because right. When he pursued me, when he wooed me, he did a really good job. Like I said, he won my
that's
whole
what they
family
do.
Over. He was paying off people's, you know, houses. He was going
oh,
crazy.
Shit.
Whatever he could do to get in with everybody, he did it.
So then you said when you left, he took all your shit back?
He took all my stuff. When I was on a trip to LA doing a shoot, he knew I was gone. We had already separated. He had already moved out of my house. Got all his stuff that he had gotten. Like, I let him take all his stuff with no problem. Anything mm-hmm. that he had bought me, I didn't want to keep nothing of his. Gave him my jewels, my fur, everything. And then he, right. Because I figured he was going to try to follow me and use right. that to chase
give
me.
Give
right.
me back
like,
that fur.
Right, I'm going to need my stuff back. Right, like, he right. wanted a reason to keep
what,
attached
like,
to me.
What the fuck you going to do with the fur? You going to
that's what
it?
I want to know. He stole yeah. all of my women's clothing from my boutique.
What?
Like, what the fuck are you going to do with that?
Wait,
perfumes. Wow. He stole like 60 bottles of perfume. He stole every pair of panties of mine. Like, maybe he'll auction it when I'm dead one day. I don't know.
He probably.
he was really mad.
He was really mad.
What but
I don't know why he was mad.
About
because he was the one that wasn't legally divorced.
Oh, that was on him.
Yeah, and I found out about it.
You got it out.
Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, so you lied.
Because let's keep
I'm
it.
Living like a married woman following those rules. You know, my grandmother is a old school Southern Black woman, so she was my main advisor in my relationship, and I was following all of her advice and growing up and doing the relationship the way she would have, you know, taught her any daughter to be a wife. Mm-hmm. And he used that to his advantage, knowing that she was advising me to be that kind of wife for him. And he wasn't even fucking divorced. So I'm doing all that, living by the wife rules, and you're not even divorced.
Was he Black?
No, he was Italian.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, phew.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I wish I could have kept, you know, some of my personal belongings, but he took everything, even my panties.
That is so petty. What are you
so
gonna
petty.
Do?
And left one. In my garage, one pair in the garage.
You were like, damn, I gotta keep wearing
and
these.
And then he left my door open in my house in the middle of winter so my cat would sneak out and die in the winter.
No!
But she didn't sneak out.
Oh, okay.
I was like, mortified.
That cat was too smart.
The yeah, she like, was like, what the freeze? Hell? I came home, my house was freezing. I'm like, what the fuck is
Stephanie
my house?
Stephanie would have loved
cold?
That.
It was
winter time.
Oh, right.
Stephanie liked her cold. House cold.
Like, oh, bedtime.
And I walked in, like, damn, they turned the heat off or something. And I went into the kitchen and the balcony was open. I was like, oh my God.
What a dickhead.
Super dick. And he still stalking me, still
what?
In love with me, still calls my grandma every fucking day, stalks my Twitter,
is
social
he divorced
media.
Yet?
No, he's got a new wife.
I thought you said, did they deport him?
He's got a new wife.
Back in Italy.
And he's still calling my grandma every day.
Trump, deport this guy.
That'd be nice.
Now, Miss Mia Isabella,
yes,
I'm sure you've acted crazy in your life, though, too. Because a lot of times guys will be like, and this is for all of us, okay? A lot of times we act crazy and we don't take responsibility for how crazy we acted. And that's when you have to sit back and be like, why the fuck am I acting so crazy? What's the craziest shit you ever did?
Well, depends on like what kind of
which
crazy.
Time.
Like, I mean, if it's like a violent crazy or if it's like just something wild crazy. I think if you want to say like something relationship-wise, mm-hmm. I put a gun to his head. Because he was disrespecting me in front of my grandma.
You win, yeah.
And he was like, and I was sick of being abused. I had finally just lost my shit. And I was like, you know what, bitch? I'm done with you. I went and got my gun. I thought that I had because I always took my gun. I always took my clip out. Always took the bullet out of the chamber.
This is really
But he was gone
right
on a trip and I was by myself. So I put it in because I couldn't cock it and put the bullet in if something was to happen. So I forgot. So I went to get the gun just to scare him. Like, you know, you ain't gonna be calling me no bitches in front of my grandma. Like, this is gonna stop today.
Oh my God.
And I mopped the floor with his ass that day. I maced him down, tased him, damn, beat him down up and down the stairs. But he had done a lot of ass whooping himself. Now, don't get it twisted. Right. He had been fucking me up for quite some time.
So he deserved
He deserved every bit of that ass whooping that he finally got.
So you had mace, a taser, and a gun?
I had it all. And you know, I sold it because I had a music lesson that
day. Like
I had a music lesson that day. And so I remember looking at my music stand, my violin, my music stand. And I remember like, okay, if you keep on disrespecting me, I'm going to get this stand. I'm going to pop him upside his head. Your purse has your mace and your taser in it. We're going to mace that ass. We're going to tase him. And then we're going to take it upstairs. I said, Grandma, go downstairs because she's sitting in the living room. I said, go downstairs because he's not going to keep on clowning me in front of you and being disrespectful. He's disrespecting you. Go and take your butt downstairs. She didn't want to go because she knew I was about to black out. I'm like, Grandma, I said, go downstairs.
Grandma, take your ass downstairs.
And then I just grabbed the music stand and pop, pop, with my purse. She's like, ah! Taze, come bring your ass upstairs to the third floor. Took him upstairs, got the gun. Like I said, I just put it this game. I'm like, you're not going to be putting your fucking hands on me anymore. We're not going to play this game no more. It's done today.
Oh, shit. Oh my
God. But I thought that the gun was, you know, the bullet was not in the chamber.
Little did you know, a little Russian roulette.
And I put it and I was just sitting there shaking. I was like, I was squeezed to play, but you don't play with guns. You're a licensed woman who has a gun. You know not to play with no damn guns. Put the gun up.
If you squeeze that, you would be in jail.
I would have been gone a long time ago. Absolutely. Oh my whole life would have been changed. So that was crazy as hell. I went upstairs up to my third floor, my balcony, and I just squeezed it. Just, you know, let some stress out. And the motherfucker went off. I was like,
oh shit.
And that just like, I was like, we're done.
He was like, oh,
the relationship is over.
Yeah, after that, listen, when that shit happens,
you could have killed
him. We're not good for each other.
And you know what, though? We still stayed together 2.5 years later.
What? But did he ever put his hands on you again?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But he was a little bit more careful. Yeah. He waited until I was not at home.
He hit your gun.
Like Miami Fashion Week or something, sitting on a runway where, you know, where I couldn't do anything because there's 1,000 cameras everywhere. Like, he would wait until we were far away from home, away from everybody, in some kind of situation where he knew I wouldn't act.
What a toxic relationship.
It was very toxic. And he controlled everything financially. So he was abusing in a lot of different ways.
Sounds familiar.
Uh-huh.
Well, good Lord. Now, okay.
She said, sounds familiar.
Can anybody
can
follow up?
I'm an angel. Y'all see my halo?
Because I feel like a lot of times guys will be like, yo, you so crazy. Like, why the fuck you acting so crazy? And you're like, yo, what am I doing? Like, but sometimes guys will make you act crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then act like they didn't do nothing.
Yeah. I know one time I almost went to my ex baby mama cried, the keys to her crib and all that. Like, I took them from him. I was like, why you got keys to her crib? So I took them, and then he was acting up where he wasn't answering the phone. I was like, all right, I'm on my way to your baby mom crib. I got the keys, so let's go. And I text him this.
And then what happened?
Oh, he called me right back, right? Because he knew. I was literally, when I tell you I was getting off the exit, like, yeah, it's going down. And then while I'm on my way, I'm like, what the fuck am I doing?
Who am I?
But yeah.
Right.
But I'm telling you.
What did I become?
Yes, but your emotions, like, you just don't even be, I swear you don't even be thinking. And I don't even know what I would have did when I got there. Like, first of all, they got a whole kid. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? But I wasn't thinking about
that. That would have been the factor that calmed you down probably anyway.
Maybe not. Like, maybe not. I was that mad. Like,
wow. Shit. What if he'd have been there? That's when you know. That's when you know.
It would have been two people going to jail for murder. Right.
But listen, when somebody got you acting really out of character, that's when you know. And doing shit, you're like, what the fuck am I doing?
Involved in the situation.
I know Stephanie crazy ass. And
Stephanie is awfully quiet.
Yeah.
Nah, I mean, I don't really be the one acting crazy. I feel like I just be knowing, and whenever I express my knowing, I get spinned. Like, I'm crazy. You know what I mean? I don't think I've ever spazzed out on a guy. I stabbed.
Okay,
one time. With wrapping paper scissors. You know those big, heavy, scissors.
Them shit's big.
I stabbed somebody with that one time.
That's a little crazy stuff.
But it was because I was mad.
We know that clearly.
I would hope so.
I don't want to say. I don't know. I don't know.
I was so happy I stabbed him with scissors.
I don't think I'm crazy.
So what did you stab him for? Like, what happened?
It was Christmas Eve.
Clearly, she was wrapping presents. Right.
Exactly. It was Christmas Eve.
And there was two pairs of arguing.
To be honest, I can't even tell you why we started arguing.
Where'd you stab him?
And like here in this part
forearm.
Of his arm, yeah, because he was there, and I just like, you know, the steam starts coming out of your ears, and it's like shoo.
No, but what did he do?
And he was, you know, I'm not gonna lie, I've tried him other ways. I've came at him with a knife before. I've come at him, you know, with hands, and I'm never fast enough. You know what I mean? He's really quick. He's athletic. You know what I mean? He's like really quick.
He's like the Matrix.
But this time I actually got him. But it didn't do nothing. It wasn't like a real stab. It was a stab with a gift wrapping scissor. Like, it's not like it got
you
stuck
didn't break
in
skin.
Him or anything. No, he was definitely bleeding. And he was definitely mad.
He was definitely mad.
He didn't need to go to the hospital or anything.
No stitches.
Yeah, everything was cool.
This is awful.
Gigi, tell me your crazy ass story, because I know... DJ done threw hookahs at people.
That's probably the craziest thing.
You think so? No, it's not.
But I feel like it's because I'm Puerto Rican, I get a pass like for stabbing somebody.
I use that.
There we go.
Right?
I think Mia got a lot of ethnicities in her. She use all of them.
Nobody ever heard of that.
I agree.
I'm hot-blooded. I'm Puerto Rican.
Yeah, me too.
I've never stabbed anybody. I've never maced anybody. I've never put a gun to anybody.
She has nobody with holes on someone.
I've never hit anybody with a car.
Angela. It's funny. I caught that one.
You did throw some hot coals on some.
Gigi, you threw a whole hookah.
I did. Knock over the hookah.
That's what
I tipped
I'm saying.
Over the hookah.
Do you feel like you're crazy for that? No, right?
No.
What? Those coals will burn through your legs.
It's just that
what if
you
would have caught on fire? This man is on fire.
I knew that was coming next. I promise. I knew this.
Anything could have happened.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, he deserved it.
I feel like guys.
I'm gonna tell you who didn't deserve it. The people sitting next to him. The innocent bystanders did not deserve it.
They burned their clothes.
They get burned. But try to see if you'll, like, you know, stand up to them. They
right.
Be messing with you on
I
purpose.
Feel like I'm guys do shit on purpose and then they spin it like, she's crazy.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They run that crazy. You could do nothing that's crazy. Like, you could be like, yo, who was that bitch that you was
you acting
kissing?
All crazy.
Like, yo, why are you so crazy? And you're like, this is you were the one kissing the bitch.
Exactly. Like, you're the
but
one with that. But I'm crazy. I'm going over
spin.
The edge.
Dude, right.
No, that's why I call the guy. I call my
she
baby.
Just slammed. She just punched her hand.
Because it gets me so tight. He's a spin.
Oh, the real Stephanie coming out.
Look.
I'm so tired of getting spent.
Hide the scissors.
Yeah, hide the scissors. Hide the box cutter.
Yeah.
She about to spit a razor from under her damn tongue.
I see the steam coming out of her headphones.
But that's a man's number one thing that they say. Yo, you fucking crazy. Yo, why are you so crazy?
And that makes you want to be crazy.
Right. It's even crazier.
It's like, oh, y'all, you want to see.
Times now.
You want to see crazy go to sleep.
Yeah. Right.
I'm gonna show you crazy. But guys like when you act crazy too. Let's keep it real.
I do think they're sexually attractive.
They love that shit.
A bit of crazy. Because I did have one guy, I was like, oh, he's a famous boxer. And I was so mean to him. I used to always disrespect him, always cuss him out. I was like, get the fuck away from me. Stop calling me. Leave me alone. Like, stop harassing me. Because nobody talked to him like that.
Right. He's not used to that.
And I was just like, you're goofy. Get the fuck out of here.
Get your alone. Goofy ass.
He's like, you're a crazy beast. I love that. I'm like,
okay.
Okay. Whatever.
I like that impersonation.
Right. He's Canadian French, so he sounds like that, like dumb.
Now, congratulations to you for being Miss Cocktober.
Thank you.
On Howard Stern.
I guess I'm Miss 2017, so I get to hold the title for a year.
So what does that mean?
I have no fucking idea.
Cocktober? I'm not going to lie.
I have no idea.
I don't know if this. If
we were watching some of your porn,
but you have a big ass dick.
I do. It's like definitely on the large side. Luria was like, "Oh my god,
it's humongous! Fucking huge. I couldn't believe it."
And then like, you see me in person and see how little I am, then you really realize how big it really is.
And it's so long. Like the motherfucker couldn't even take it all away. I was like,
"Y'all was watching the scene?"
Yeah. Because, but you know what we realized is that you're a grower.
I definitely am a grower.
Because your dick.
I'm surprised I won by a lot of points on the Howard Show because of, like, we got judged on beauty and then cock. And I'm just flaccid. So I was just like, okay, I don't know how that's sexually appealing or whatever, but I am a grower.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I couldn't believe it. It just got bigger and bigger yeah. and bigger.
Because at first we were like, eh. But then it was like, beep, 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 beep. Break them out.
That's why I can tuck so well.
Right.
Mm. Uh-huh. I can put on a two-piece
bikini. Oh, because it's long no enough problem. To like bring it back.
No, because it was not real and it's not hard. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Oh,
tuck it like a little
saying.
Fat pussy. You, know? You can touch it and everything and it don't even feel, you know, when it's tucked right. Like,
no,
oh,
and when you're wearing a bikini, you don't see anything like... You know, I love you, baby.
I love you too. I've seen Stephanie's Pretty Poom Poom before.
Oh, yeah. On
her last
that.
Show. She,
yeah.
showed,
she, like, she definitely showed. She had pictures.
I stay with a picture of it. I think I got a new one.
To send the guys that every once in a while to fuck them up. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like a random, you know, little
oh,
random.
Oh, no.
Like,
yeah, hey. That's what they, that's why I make sure it's, everything is nice. The skin is nice and the color is nice because I know, like, sometimes when your boyfriend's acting up, you got to remind him, yes. like, oh, this is, you're going to treat her like that you could treat me bad, but this is how you can.
You put a filter.
And they're like, all right, baby, I'm sorry, baby.
Do you put a filter on your pussy?
Nah, you can't. Well, do I? Nah, I should try that.
Even if she did, it's pretty.
Because I never took. It is pretty. I don't take pussy pictures with Snapchat or. With
you
any
gonna
other
post that
camera.
Shit by mistake.
Just a regular. That's why I don't do that.
You can't
that.
Put the pussy with the dog
have?
Ears.
I've done that.
Oh my god!
Put the pussy that. With my ex. Ears. I thought I was sending it to one of my dudes, like little, you know, sexy right. things personally, and then my phone died, line. So I didn't get to catch it.
Oh shit!
And like I was gone all day long. Finally got home at nighttime. My fucking Snapchat was lit.
Lit. Oh, right.
Everybody was clowning.
But you were like, it's a good picture though.
I was embarrassed because at that time, everybody was following me, including family members, like nieces. Well, they're grown. You know what I'm saying? They're like 28-year-old nieces and yeah. stuff like that.
But you
I really
still don't want
family.
Them to see.
Right. I go to dinner. My sister's like, we need to have a talk and sit down. I'm like, what happened? She's like, no, we need to have a discussion. She's like, so my daughter's a little bit traumatized by your Snapchat. And I'm like, what Snapchat? She's like, you know the Snapchat. I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And she was like, we saw all your business.
Oh,
and she's
God.
Very confused now. And I thought to myself, well, my niece is a lesbian. And she, you know, is fully grown, 28 right. years old. She got her a cute girl and they do all the things. So I don't know how traumatized she
yeah.
is.
I guess it's a family member. It's a family member.
It was embarrassing.
I don't want to see like anything out of any of my family members.
I was mortified.
That's true.
Like if one of your family members had like
that at dinner too, at the family dinner.
A naked like, picture.
I don't want to see a titty yeah. from none of my family. I don't want to yeah. see an elbow. Like I'm cool.
An elbow, come on.
I don't want to see nothing nasty from like my family members.
All
like,
right,
because it makes either. Me weird. Like my uncle and here's his ass. I'm cool. Like.
This week's episode of Lip Service is brought to you by Stitcher Premium. You know Issa Rae from her hit HBO series Insecure, which is my show. Well, now you can listen to 2 seasons of her acclaimed podcast Fruit on Stitcher Premium. This gripping audio drama tells the story of X, an African American pro football player on a journey of self-discovery and sexual exploration. Written and directed by Issa Rae, the Sarah Award says Fruit raises the bar on what is possible in audio fiction. Start listening to Fruit now with a 1 month free trial to Stitcher Premium. Go to stitcherpremium.com/fruit and use promo code Angela at checkout to get your free month. That's stitcherpremium.com/FRUIT. All right, now we have an Ask Ye question. Okay, this is a tough situation. My new boyfriend of the last 8 months is totally amazing. He listens, he's considerate, perfect amount of clingy, fluid, in the sense of dealing with my baggage from my previous relationship, very supportive, except one problem.
Okay.
Outside of his head game, his sex is whack. It's terrible. Mm. I've had smaller dicks with better game. It's probably the worst I've ever had. Being 33 and very comfortable in my sex, I don't want to take the time to coach him, but he's such a good man. I try, but it's not helping. I find myself writing him all the time because it's the only way that I can even feel something.
Jeez.
What?
What's the only way she can feel something?
Writing him.
So is the problem that it's small, or
she
he just
no? She says small. The dicks have been better.
So he just don't know what to do with it.
He don't know how to fuck. But everything else is great.
Well,
she needs to take control.
Yeah, she should teach him. She said, I don't want to have to teach him. That's She's the lazy. Only option. Either right. you got to teach him how to please you, or you just got to leave him alone.
And but wait, find somebody she said...
That's going to treat you like shit, but fuck the shit out of you at the same time. Because clearly that's what she wants.
She right. said
that's
that...
That's usually how it happens to the good dick guys girl, and shit.
Girl.
She said that
knock
his...
Knock you upside your head
she
with
She said
thing.
That his... The sex besides the oral is bad.
No, she said his head game is... Well, she said no, it's all whack. She said she has to ride him in order to feel anything.
But she said aside from the oral, right?
Yeah, she said he gave good head.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, aside from the oral.
Well, you take, you
so what is it? Is it that it's too small?
No, that's what she said. We just said it's too small. She just don't know.
He probably don't got no rhythm or something.
Yeah. I mean, he got rhythm in his tongue, so
maybe she should just, like, you know.
His dick is whack.
She should just be like, she should just turn
should
around
just
and be like,
him.
Fuck me.
You said she should cheat on him?
Right, make him, like, fuck him up. She should go find you know, any guy who gives him
anything can happen.
Anything it's possible.
That hen dog. Run me something with a little cognac in it. You'll be good.
Uh-huh. Yep. But I'm sure we've all had whack sex before. Somebody this just wasn't good. What do you do?
You take control of your own stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You take control of your own shit.
Yeah. That's when y'all gotta watch porn together for real.
To show him like what
yeah
the, what
like
that's what gonna end up like that.
You took the thought right from my head. I feel like you know you should watch a porn. Mm-hmm. What she should do is find a porn that is realistic to what she feels like he can do. You know, if he learned, and you know, make him watch it and be like, babe, let's do it like that.
Or you know what, make him eat you out till you come and then have sex.
Right,
because you'd be all right after that.
Tell him again.
Yeah, then you don't
tell
even care.
Yeah, then I don't give a fuck. I go to sleep. We ain't even got to finish.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true too.
I feel like if she likes him that much, then she should take the time out to, you know, tell him what she likes.
It's hard to teach somebody how to please you. I've taught someone how to please me on many occasions. It's not hard to do at all.
No, and they're usually pretty willing. But
all these amateurs
do feel like they shouldn't take responsibility for their own sexual.
I've definitely
they should just be a receptacle for another person's pleasure or sexual desires. That's not true. Like, if you really want to have a great sexual journey, you do need to be like, hey, I like this. I need this.
Baby, a little definitely had a man that I had to teach.
Now, me, if you could tell what you like in the bedroom, okay? Let's say you're teaching somebody how to please you and fuck you. What would you say?
I love my ass eating.
And say it very sexy.
I love my ass eating for sure. Get me, you know, excited. Get me turned on. I like to, like, ride their face while I'm sucking them so that they're really losing their shit because I have a big old booty. So it makes them really go nuts. Like, they're just back there like, ah.
My ass is big.
So I like the, like, 69 and make it, like... You know, it's double the pleasure. So they're getting to understand how I like to be pleased by how I'm pleasing them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, doing the same for me, reciprocating both of those things. But I do like a beast in the sack, though. I do like somebody who's going to hem me up. I do like somebody who's going to do all the things, toe sucking, ass slapping, a little choking. Like, I do like someone who really knows what they like, too. You can't be scary with me.
Okay.
Like, you really do have to be.
So you like to be dominated, it seems
I do,
like.
Because I'm so dominant in real life, in my personal life, and everything that I do in my career and stuff like that. I'm always in charge, so I do need someone
who is. The exchange of power.
I need the exchange of power, for sure.
What about, like, could you be, like, a dominatrix?
I have done that on occasion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can do that. Can
that turn and that turns you on.
Yeah, heard... It doesn't turn me on.
Oh, it doesn't.
No.
Mm-hmm. Boo because to you guys who got dominated.
Right. Because I like to be submissive in my personal sexual life because as a career, I've always been the dominant person in the sex game. In my career and in the scenes that I've done and those kinds of things, my fans, they see me as a dominant because of how I'm, you know, cast in movies and stuff.
So it's like being an executive. You know how executives are the ones that love to hire a dominatrix?
Yep.
I would say every woman in this room kind of likes to be dominated.
Yeah, I'm very submissive lover.
Yeah, me too. Because you're very tough in real life.
No, I am. I feel like even my personality in my relationships with men, I'm really aggressive, like, ew, as if, never.
Right,
like, I'll
never.
You wish. Oh my God. If. Yeah, right. Oh, please, as if is my favorite thing, right, G? I say as if all the time. As if.
Mm-hmm.
I say that like, all the time.
What do you mean, as if?
But then you get me in the bed, it's like, shut up. And I'm like, okay. Yes, daddy. I'm sorry. I was such a little bitch. That's how I get it. I swear. I cannot count how many times I've said that in bed. Like, I'm sorry, I was such a little
Stephanie
bitch.
Needs that shit. I'm Some not gonna lie.
Like that. Though.
I'm like, oh, she does. Stephanie needs somebody to put her in her fucking place.
Yes, I do.
Because she'll run all over you.
No, that's why I like mean guys. Like people think I'm crazy because I like my boyfriend to be mean because I need that because you give me an inch, I'm gonna take a yard. Right. Especially with men. You know, I feel like I'm good with women and environments. You know, having girlfriends and you know working with women. But man, I'm like, boy, please.
Now, what about you, Gigi?
What about me?
I feel like you do both.
Can I
see you. Yes, I see you in both roles.
Yep. I mean, I'm a Gemini, so I'm versatile.
Oh, okay. That explains it all. Say no more.
Y'all crazy.
Which one do you like better?
Her face got kind of sneaky when she said that.
I'm versatile. A
What do you like better?
I like to be submissive. I'm a pleaser. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm turned on by the fact that I'm pleasing my partner.
Gigi be like, come in my face, and I'm gonna make you dinner.
Yep. I'm not down with the coming.
Yeah. You don't like that?
I'm on my face.
Why?
See, I said that last time. Everybody looked at me
on my face, hair, none of that.
That's what I
said. Okay, I can see why you got beautiful hair. You know what I say?
I might swallow if that's my guy and I'm really fucking with him, and you know that's our thing. Like I have no problem doing that. But you're not going to squirt me in my eye and squirt it in my face. If it was an accident, cool. But if you do it on purpose, we're gonna have a problem.
Okay, what about not in your eye, but what about like around your mouth?
And love it.
If you're trying to get it in the mouth.
No, not trying, but like on top of him. He wants to see it like shoot out.
Hit the titties.
Because
once I come, I'm going to get disgusted by it. Like as soon as I come, I'm just like, ugh. The smell of cum, get off me. Just go get me a washcloth.
Funky spunk.
Like, as soon as I come, it's over.
What if he's like, I want to bust on your face and then I want you to kiss me?
Ew, now that's too much.
No.
That's too much.
I'm snowballing.
I'm busting your face so much, I'm going to bust on your face.
I'm going to bust on your face.
You tell me how much you like it. Maybe.
But guys probably like that too.
Yeah, they do. I do that often.
Right,
yeah.
See?
You know what?
You try to say it like it doesn't happen.
Please me. I'm like, okay. Stand right over him.
You like guys with like fat asses?
I do like a nice ass on a guy, but I'm a size queen, so I love like a massive cock. Like,
okay,
me too.
I can't take it that well, you know what I mean? But I like knowing that it's like
it's
super
so
nice. Like I just love looking like
but it doesn't hurt.
Well, yeah, a little.
Okay,
bit.
You like a little pain.
You're gonna have to train me a little bit into it, but I'm a size queen. I like it. I like big cocks. I do like big booties too.
Yeah, that's weird because I don't really like guys with big asses.
Oh, I love guys with big legs.
Me too. I like, yeah, that's.
I got little chicken legs. That's the biggest
thing. You do have little chicken legs.
You know that big solid thigh? You know, guys got the big solid.
Like football thighs.
Ooh, yes, football thighs.
Delicious.
That's a nice body.
You can tell we've all had an NFL player.
Yeah.
Everybody said football.
Yes.
Now, Mia, you've been trying to lay kind of low lately. People won't let you
leave you the fuck alone.
They will not leave you alone, clearly.
No.
Do you think that you prefer dating somebody who's not in the spotlight?
It's hard because before what happened to me happened, I dated a lot of men that were in the spotlight. But because we didn't have any like, you know, traumatic situations, it was cool. So I didn't feel any self-consciousness with it. I didn't feel like there was a threat. But now since I dealt with what I dealt with before, I do kind of feel a little bit timid and scared to date someone that's in entertainment world or high profile. But before I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I can find myself like wanting a normal guy, but I do think at some point I will get a little bit bored because I have lived such an extraordinary journey.
Right.
I do need
that balance.
A bit of sparkle, a bit of extra that's not normal. And I need that to be, you know, constant in my life sometimes. I like the normal suburban regular, you know, situation, but I do need a little bit of that razzle dazzle sometimes.
Now, where do they stand with Tyga now? Because he is single now.
First of all, until that nigga can stop lying and get his life and take ownership for, you know, the mistakes that he made in our situation, we'll never stand nowhere.
What do you mean by mistakes that he made? By you saying not being honest?
He was not honest. He let me take a blame for a situation that he had promised me from get-go that he would protect me from years ago. Like, if anything ever happened, he pursued me. And I was like, I don't want to date you because you're out there in that hip-hop lifestyle. That wasn't into that at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I took the risk because he pursued me and it backfired on me. Okay, I can take responsibility and say I agreed to be a part of that situation. So it's also my fault too.
It was your mistake too.
But I can't even be friends with someone who's not honest. You know, I give him plenty of opportunity to be, you know, just real and cool. He didn't have to embarrass himself. I understood the transphobia. I understood the homophobia in the world. I understood the hate that was being received. I understand a human being being afraid. I understand you not being in your own power in that way and not being able to stand up for yourself, because it was very scary for both of us at the time. But we could never be nothing until apology, first of all, is given.
You feel like he left you out there by yourself.
He left me to just drown by myself in a situation that I wasn't even responsible for. And to this day, like the public persona, like the public idea of me is still tainted. Like people still believe that I did all these bad things, that I'm some vicious, villainous trans girl who was outing him. I didn't do none of that stuff. Mm-hmm. I was a victim in a situation. I didn't know he was sleeping with a little Kardashian. You know what I'm saying? Like
Jenner.
Okay, Jenner, right. I didn't know that he was, you know, dating her at all. I had no idea, but it looked like I was the mistress and I was, you know,
trying to ruin his relationship. Man.
And I was with that boy 3 years before that girl. At least I hope she wasn't with him during that 3 year time, because she would have been very underage. Very underage.
Is there any way he can rectify the situation?
I'm happy with apology and just, I let me put it out there like this. I forgive you for being afraid. I forgive you for being human and having fear. Let's put it like that then. Rather than me saying he owes me anything, I'm just going to say I could be adult enough to say I forgive you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just leave it at that. I forgive him, because I'm not going to let him have no more power over me. I don't want that situation to have no more power over my life. When it happened that it was brought up on the Breakfast Club, right?
Right.
I was dating a very famous actor. I had been low profile for all that time since everything happened. And I finally was like, okay. Coming out of my shell, like, okay, I was turning everybody down all the time. I was afraid to date. I was afraid to live my life because I was just so traumatized by it. And finally, I gave somebody a chance and I'm like, okay, he flew me and my nephew down to Puerto Rico while they were filming a TV show. And it was my birthday. I'm having an amazing time. I'm like, okay, this is what you've been missing out on. Like, go live your life. And we were going on the beach, we're jet skiing. We're having such a good time. Halfway through the trip, he starts acting super weird and I couldn't understand it. Like, we're literally with my family, everything is cool, and I didn't get it. So my response after the Breakfast Club thing was, when I got home, I turned my phone on and I'm blowed up with DMs, blogs, all kinds of people asking me for quotes. And I'm like, that's why he started acting weird.
Right.
He saw it. I didn't. And he didn't tell me. So he was afraid.
He didn't want to ruin your birthday. He
didn't want to. Maybe he just got really scared, I think.
Oh, so he didn't want to be in that situation. Person, right.
Which I understood, but he went into it like, I'm not him. I'm brave. I'm down for whatever. I'll fly the family in. We can do this. And then that situation reminded him of what I went through and he got super scared. So when I got home and I saw that, I just lost it, because I'm like, I haven't done nothing to nobody. I have literally been like hiding, not even living my best life, being so low key, just trying to just bring a sense of balance and normalcy. And then finally, when I give a guy a chance, like, I hadn't even dated the guy for 3 damn days.
Mm-hmm.
And then here it comes. And then my relationship is ruined. Like, before it even begins. Like, we broke up right after that happened. Now, he's still begging to get back with me now. But I'm not interested now, because it reminded me
And you probably really needed him right then, too. Because that's a difficult...
If he would have just told me why he was acting weird...
Like, let's talk about it.
I would have understood. Yeah, communicate with me. I'd be like, baby, I totally get that.
Right.
I understand. I'm not afraid or angry at you for being, you know, wanting to be low-key and quiet. I get it. People are crazy. They're transphobic. I went through it. I get it. You could have communicated with me. I would have been totally cool with that. Let's be low-key. We can totally chill and just be in the room and relax, because I understand. And we were down there while they were filming a TV show. So, I mean,
right,
I get
it.
But, like... He didn't give me the opportunity to even know what was going on myself. And I had opened up to him a lot during that trip about that specific situation.
Mm-hmm.
And it just blew my mind that even after all that openness, he couldn't just tell me. You're all over, you know, the Shade Room. And, you know, what's the other one?
We didn't even say your name, though. That's
you didn't
the whole
have to.
Thing.
I'm the only
trans situation. And I purposely was like, let me just not even put her out there like that.
But there's no other trans situation. You mentioned Tyga and trans. I'm the only thing that pops up in Google. So, of course, everyone knows.
Right.
They were hitting me in the DM like, oh, he's talking about you. And that was the first time he had ever publicly denied me in all of that time since stuff happened. He had never made a statement publicly. He had never spoke on it in any interviews. He just kept it moving. And so it just blew my mind that he even addressed it. Like, I would have just been like, I don't want to talk about it. Simple as that.
Do you think that you think the world?
But he was caught off guard. He did get scared. Yeah, he did. So shook.
Hey, come on, this is Breakfast Club.
Especially when you told him, "That's my friend. I know her. Right. You know, I know her, right?" Oh my God, his face dropped. Like, didn't it? His face dropped. He didn't know how to take that. And that kind of made me feel good, like that you had came to my defense a little bit. And I saw that you didn't mention me on purpose for that reason, because right. people did realize.
Go do your research if you want to figure
yeah,
it out.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But it was kind of upsetting, but I think I let that situation take too much power from my life. Mm-hmm. So I'm taking it back. So I forgive him.
Okay, good. There we go. Yeah. Some forgiveness.
Right.
So do you think the world is getting to be a more accepting place now?
Hell no.
It's
after
worse,
the
you think?
Trump administration has come in. Every advancement that we were having has backslid times 10.
Right.
Homophobia, racism, everything that was any kind of ism that wasn't good has now just come to the forefront.
But those are the Trump supporters. I also kind of feel like with that happening, it's making people that are against it even be more vocal too at the same time.
Yeah, you're right.
In a way.
You're right.
You know? Because now, before we just kind of like could ignore things, but now it's like, no, I have to speak and support people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially being a minority of any kind, being any kind of diversity of any kind, like not supporting other people that are minorities in diverse situations. You're showing that if they don't deserve support, you don't either.
Right.
You know what I mean? As far as those people that don't want any of us to have rights, that are minorities, Black, Latin, you know, trans, gay, any of those things, like, if we don't support one, you're showing that none of us are owed those rights that we're born into.
Hey, thanks again to Astroglide for supporting this week's episode. Yum! Are you ready to experience the pleasures of the flesh? The luxurious feel of nuts and arousing sensations from Mother Nature? It's possible with the organic ingredients found in Astroglide O. Astroglide O is a USDA certified organic dual-purpose massage oil and personal lubricant. It's made from a unique blend of ultra-hydrating plant-based oils, ridiculously smooth to the touch, coconut oil, sweet almond oil, and argan oil, abundant with moisture. And it has rich oils born from tropical ylang ylang, flower petals, and sunflowers. These are just some of the 99% organic ingredients that bring Astroglide O to life. Whether you're using it as a personal lubricant or massage oil, Astroglide O's decadent feel and delicious coconut scent will help you experience pure pleasure. Experience Astroglide for yourself and indulge in an organic erotic experience. Get a free sample at astroglide.com/purepleasure. That's astroglide.com/purepleasure. Pleasure. The packaging is discreet. No worries. Experience pure pleasure. Now, are you dating anybody now?
I have started dating.
You're always dating somebody. I just
actually
to say.
Not true. Not true. I have been single for quite some time.
Really? Okay.
I have my little, you know, my little lovers flame, that I right. just, you know, you can bust down and you can go about your business and keep it moving.
Hey.
But I haven't dated in a long time, but I'm starting to put myself out there a little bit.
All right.
I have no shortage of suitors.
I have a question. Do women hit on you?
A lot.
A lot. And
a lot.
Do you date that or deal with
no.
them? Or
no. I don't have that desire. If I did, of course, me and Stephanie would have been together right now. But I don't have that desire. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? To ravage a woman. I mean, I'm sure with more time, maybe I'll open up and explore my sexuality even more.
Right.
And there could be a time. I can't say never, but I don't have that in me now. I'm strictly dickly, really. So I can shoot movies with girls and stuff like that, but
right.
I don't pursue women.
What? And I didn't like size. You know? Yes. So it is.
No, one day we're going to go for drinks and we'll come back and we'll talk about that.
Try to talk
that.
You into some shit.
I'm going to be like, listen.
Announcement.
Can you come here? I want to show you what I showed you in the picture.
Remember
that picture I showed you?
Show you
something.
No filter.
No filter.
Well, Mia, what are you looking for now? Though, like, what if you could say, what are you looking for in a man?
Someone who could bring some peace mm-hmm. and some
Amen,
balance.
Jesus, hallelujah.
So we all want,
yeah,
and hallelujah,
and because he has to understand what I've also went through and have some patience and know that even though I do really want to go all in and be all the things that you want me to be, it is going to take me some time because I am still a bit traumatized by all of that. So patience and some peace.
Can you cook?
And a big piece.
Can you cook?
Hallelujah.
I can throw down.
Oh, really?
Yes. I was raised in Tennessee.
What's your go-to meal?
Italian food and soul food.
Oh, well. Okay.
Anything soul food, anything Italian. Yeah, because I was with, yeah. And I grew up in Tennessee, so with all my black family, Southern cooking is like, obviously.
She probably. Said a big piece. Peace and a big piece.
Peace and a big piece.
That's actually a good name for a book.
Peace in the middle.
Peace and a big piece. Peace and a big piece. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You gotta have a lot of money. You know what I mean?
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
I'm down to work together.
What about dating apps? Now, I was with my homegirl earlier, and she finally got married, had a baby. She's been wanting to do this for like 10 years. Mm. And she said she was on 14 different dating apps.
Okay.
Trying to find the right person. Sure. Have you ever tried dating apps?
I have.
Mm-hmm. How did that work for you?
I never was good at Tinder, so I never met anyone on that.
That's like the hookup one. That's why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's not my style anyway, so it wouldn't have worked. POF. The Plenty of Fish thing, that worked.
We were just talking about Plenty of Fish.
If you want to date like every day and go out and do something fun, POF is you always find something that you like to be able to go out and have a good time. That worked. Okay, Cupid is mm-hmm. nice. But that's really it. And I'm not on them now, so.
Right.
Yeah. I have my little honey dips and at this moment, so I'll just work with that.
Your DMs are probably crazy.
It is. If I really wanted a scandal, let somebody go in them damn DMs. Mm. It'll really go down. Look, Stephanie's like,
It goes down in the DMs.
It definitely does.
Has anybody ever surprised you like that, hit you up and you've been like, damn, I wouldn't even think.
Yes. The actor that flew me to Puerto Rico. Mm. I would have never thought mm-hmm. him. You know what I mean? Like at all. I was super shocked.
Now your name's also been mixed up with Colin Kaepernick.
Ooh.
And I know you've been watching all this drama that's been unfolding with him and everything. And so what are your thoughts on Colin?
I support his message immensely. I support his bravery. I think what he is doing is exactly what I said, standing against adversity for diversity and minorities in every way. I think he's brilliant. I think he is amazing. I'm extremely proud of him. And I know for myself that he's extremely proud of me as well.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. So you guys still speak to this day?
You know, we hadn't spoken in a long time, but it was funny. Like right before I came on my media trip, he just kind of out the blue was just like, you know, I support whatever you're doing. I'm very proud of you.
That's sweet.
So, I mean, I guess he checks on me every once in a while and sees what I'm up to. So.
All right. He's cool. No hard feelings there.
No, he's amazing. He's mm-hmm. amazing. And you know what? Let me just go ahead and clear the air. And I've tried to do this on like a dozen shows every time they bring him up. Me and Colin have never had a physically sexual relationship. We have never crossed that line.
Okay.
So people can cut that shit.
Yeah, which is cool.
To use me to try to shame him.
Right.
Because I see that a lot too. I see a lot of different bloggers or a lot of different people, you know, saying, oh, he's a Islamic homo or something like that. Y'all gonna have to back up off Mr. Kaepernick.
An Islamic homo.
Yeah, you can see people like, they take an article that was like written about me and him, and then they keep on reposting this article and using hate speech and all kinds of stuff. And I see these different bloggers and different people constantly trying to stir up,
right,
you know, something negative about him and trying to use me as a way to shame him or hurt his mission. But I have news for you. You're not going to stop it. It's never going to stop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's going to be down in history forever now for what he's doing. Mm-hmm. So you can keep on hating. You can keep on trying. It's not going to stop.
All right, good. Mm. Thank you for clearing that up.
Right. That's right.
People are going to hear it here.
Mm-hmm. Hear it here. Yes.
Hear, hear.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you feel like there's like a code of silence, though? Like, you know, with these certain guys, because you've said yourself, there's a lot of men that are secretly dating trans women. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like there's like a code that like you guys have an obligation to not, quote, out them? Or
I think a lot of times it's more the trans woman is afraid
mm-hmm.
of those kind of, you know, situations and public scrutiny and stuff like that. For me, before I was ever outed myself,
mm-hmm.
I was really afraid of public scrutiny in that way and being linked to someone and being judged, because in my world, I've never been judged for what I do or what I am or how I look, because or in a negative way. Everybody's always celebrated that. So that was really hard for me. I think a lot of trans girls themselves maybe are afraid to live in their truth with their relationships or be open just as much as some of the men.
Right.
I don't think there's any obligation. I think obviously if you're a lover or a companion with somebody, you obviously communicate with them and share your feelings, hopefully. And it just takes time. You have to both be open and bold enough to cross mm-hmm. that line. And unfortunately, it hasn't happened yet in a big way publicly. None of the relationships, even myself, I am guilty of that, like having high profile relationships that the partner that I was with wasn't ashamed and didn't care.
But you were like, I don't want to know
that.
And
I was like, I'm not doing that.
Right.
Absolutely not. We're not doing that. So, but I mean, I would like to one day, you know, be open enough to share a relationship and show people like a natural, loving, trans and straight man relationship so that people can understand these guys are not gay, honey. Right. Gay and homosexual means you like the same thing that you are in all those look. You know what I mean? There's an area of gray being a trans woman because we identify and share femininity and, you know, extreme. You know what I mean? So it's going to take some time, but one day someone's going to share their truth and their relationship.
I feel like people have, though.
I mean, I'm glad that you just said that because I feel like even like me, because I don't really know, like, maybe all that I should know. Maybe I'm a little ignorant to certain things. But, like, I would have, before you said that, like, I would have thought, like, a trans woman and a man
is a gay relationship.
They were a gay relationship. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. I would have thought that.
Gay men don't like trans girls. They don't like anything girly.
Really?
You ever seen a gay man with anything girly?
Well, now that you say it, no.
They actually really like very masculine men.
Very masculine.
Yeah. I've heard from gay men that they like to turn.
I was just about to say that. Most of my gay friends are attracted to straight men.
Yes.
And I'll be like, how are you attracted to straight men? That makes them gay if they're dealing with you. And they're like, well, they're on the down low. But that's a whole different conversation.
Because they're in the same, they're the same actual sex and same actual gender. Being trans is the third gender. It's not the same. You know what I mean? You can't compare us the same as a gay guy. We're not made the same.
Right.
We don't chemically think the same. We're not built the same. We don't behave the same. It's just not the same.
Now, what's your favorite position? Besides 69. I know you said 69 earlier.
If it's some really good dick, I like missionary.
Okay.
Because I want to be able to wrap my arms around your neck and bite into you and hold on tight while you killing it. Like, I like missionary.
I but I'm definitely call for that one.
No, but I like missionary. It's one of my favorites. But, you know, I like doing doggy style. But you know, close doggy style. Do you understand what
are
I'm
you
saying?
On your back, holding on to
yes.
She
said, cool. Oh, what about doggy style when you're not like on your knees, but you're more like laying down?
That's my favorite.
Yeah,
oh, I like that one too. That's Gigi's favorite.
I like that too.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
I like it all.
So. But I like missionary.
I just like sex. Right?
I like it from the front, from the back, from the side.
Take it off.
On my head.
Spooning.
On my head. Fuck me on my head, nigga.
On a handstand.
Pussy popping on a handstand.
I'm still disappointed you don't like getting busted in your face.
I like it. It's not my number one favorite.
No, I like it for you.
Yes,
when I go home and I see my guy, I'm gonna say for you, for Angela Yee, I have to let you
bust in my face. And you gotta say it like bust all in my face.
I'll even
rub your dick all over
the OnlyFans. Yeah, personal clip. People can see that OnlyFans. I do post little sexy private things on that account too.
You got a lot of fans that follow.
Hopefully your family is not following you.
God, I hope not. I'll be so sick. And it happened like 2-3 times too. I'm like, y'all gotta leave my shit alone. Like, just stay
your
off my
your niece is like, Auntie, why are you getting busted in your face?
I'm like, and why are you letting a girl ride your face, boo? We like what we like.
Right.
I support you, don't support me too.
What's the longest that you, like, how many times can you bust in a row?
Ooh. Okay, it's a weird answer because I have two ways of having orgasms. I can have orgasms anally with prostate, obviously. If he knows what he's doing, he can hit that spot. I can have multiple orgasms anally. As long as I don't ejaculate from my cock, I can just keep going. You can fuck me forever.
That's that G-spot.
And just keep on just, you know, coming, orgasming. I can definitely do that multiple. So I can't even count how many times that I can do that. But as, like, from my cock... I've went like 7 or 8 times in my life.
What?
Before. Yeah.
What?
That's like crazy.
Not like all like back to back, but we did have to rest
throughout
a little
the day.
Bit. He did have to, you know, get hard a little bit.
That's impressive.
He was at 7 or 8. Look at Gigi.
He was not. He was going crazy.
Wow.
That is really impressive.
No, but one time me and my son's father, we had sex. Like, yeah. One time at Bacon. We counted, like, we wanted to see how many times we could have sex. How many, what's the most we could have sex in a day? And it came out to like 11 or 12.
What?
I mean, and I remember how the day went. We started in the morning, first thing in the morning, turned around, ended up, inside. And then we moved on with our day. Before, we were like, all right, let's go get some breakfast. And then we had sex again.
Damn.
And then we went, we got breakfast. We came back. As soon as we came back in, we didn't even get inside the house. Like, there was like a, we lived in a house and there was like a little threshold in between the doors. We did it right there. Boom. That was another time. Then we got inside, we washed up, and boom, again.
Boom.
And we just kept on going until the nighttime, and we were like, oh my God.
I feel like I'm missing out not doing anal.
Oh my God.
You've never done anal?
Never in my life.
I'm disappointed in you that you don't do anal.
Not even once.
I feel like I'm missing out.
You are. Not even once, Ange?
Never. Like, I've never ever done it. I try, it just wasn't going to happen for me.
I don't do anal, but I've definitely done anal a lot.
A butt plug.
Anal was something that you have to experience.
Hold on. Get it busted in your face is way easier than doing anal. Let's be clear.
You can't make
that. That's not fair. That's not fair. You can't even compare the two.
I mean, I would say if you're going to try it, though, like, get a nice little, you know, pretty little butt plug or something like that.
I have a butt plug. It's purple.
Yeah.
It sounds pretty.
It won't be purple after it goes up. You know,
you're masturbating.
What's purple mixed with red?
Brown. Ew.
No, I
wonder, it is brown.
You know, guys can have orgasms through anal sex, though.
Who? Women?
Women.
Yeah. Yeah, you can.
I heard you can.
I've heard women have.
One of my homegirls says that she always comes from anal.
Really?
Yeah, see?
You can come from anal.
I haven't.
Okay. It's just different.
Every day?
It's different because it's like you could be milked or some weird shit, right?
Right.
That's what it's called, milk?
Yeah, call it milking.
Okay, I didn't know if that was
you could be milked.
It's called milk.
Well, you can make it, anybody that's, you know, born that way, you can make their... You can milk them or make them come, ejaculate from their penis by playing with their prostate in their ass.
Yeah.
You can make them come without even touching their dick.
Okay, exactly. How does this benefit me?
Oh, it doesn't. You don't have his ass.
I can't get whatever.
You don't have a penis or a prostate. Right.
You can still come out your ass. It's just different.
Okay.
It's like, called shit.
Yeah.
It's called short.
You're nasty as
fuck. Yeah, if that happens, terminate the situation immediately.
Party done.
You definitely need an enema or something first. Yeah,
you don't get an enema before you do anal.
You have to.
You can.
Machine gun told us you should always rinse your booty out before you.
I've never rinsed my booty in my life.
Yeah, you got bad backed up
don't
shit.
Stick nothing
get
you, in there.
Go get a colonic.
Just shitty ass out of here.
Get the shitty ass.
Go get a colonic first.
You have rinsed it out.
I've never had to get a colonic.
Rinse and repeat.
You'll be self conscious, so you won't even enjoy it.
Nope.
You'll be wondering if you're gonna shit on.
Am I gonna shit?
Right. That's not comfortable.
Rinse and repeat.
Wash that out.
Rinse and repeat.
Shouldn't he expect it? Have you ever shitted me during anal?
No, because I make sure
she knows what to do.
But what about early on, like when you were younger?
I'm sure there was an incident or two, but
I can't
like pinpoint it out. But you know, because you know, if you're in a relationship, guys want the sex whenever they want it,
right there.
Like, hold on, I don't have an enema.
Doesn't matter. I'm like, I didn't do shit. I don't care.
How long does that take the whole process to get ready?
Enough to just squirt it in
squash, 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 squash.
Never seen Martin squashy, squashy,
squashy, squashy. Let me ask you this:
squash, squash,
squash, squash. If he fucks you in the ass, would you suck his dick after? Or is there like
a... No, my ass is clean.
Okay.
Hell yeah. Would you suck a guy's dick after he pulls it out your pussy?
Absolutely, it tastes great.
Hell yeah, I love sucking dick after it comes off.
It tastes better like that.
I'll be like,
pull it up, pull it out, slurp it up, okay, put it back in.
I think it turns the guys on more though that you're that freaky and that nasty, like that you'll do that, and they know that you're that clean,
right?
That you're willing to just go straight.
And
to
I always right. say it too. Mm-hmm. Oh, my pussy tastes so good.
And after you come in my mouth, you better kiss me too.
Oh, for sure.
Not come in my mouth.
Don't kiss me after I.
If I swallow, I want some kisses.
Yeah, you better kiss me. I'm not getting up.
No, that's a snowball.
I mean, I don't want him
let
to
it
eat
snow,
it out
bitch.
Of my mouth.
I don't want him to eat it.
Don't be afraid to kiss me after I've done it because like I don't want to do no favors for you.
Oh, we can do a little
I'll be like, I don't want a second down.
You should be fine with it.
Embarrassing. You won't kiss me.
I'll chase my boyfriend like that. Like, I'll suck his dick and swallow it. I'll be like, come on, give me a kiss. And with my mouth open. I'll be like, stop playing with me, kiss me on the forehead. And I'll be like, oh, now you don't want to kiss me.
But if you bust,
I want to make out kiss.
But you making it nasty to him.
Yeah, you're making it worse.
Get away from me. Get away from me.
Just kissed him.
Go wash your mouth. Go wash your mouth.
Because if you come in his mouth, Mia, you'll kiss him, right?
Yeah, as long as it ain't still in his mouth.
Oh.
I'm not gonna kiss you with a whole mouthful of cum.
See?
Even though I don't mind how I taste, you know, I have tasted my own cum before, but I'm not gonna just be swallowing my own load out your mouth.
You see that? Swallow nobody that or wants spit it out. And I'll kiss
you. Right. I don't think you're nasty for swallowing me.
I think that's right. You're supposed to.
If you just hold it in your mouth. Just for somebody
that's disgusting.
That's nasty. First of all, the whole
look at Gigi.
It turns into something.
Right.
It starts to get a little hardened. So you can't just keep it in there.
I'm gonna use that forever now.
I mean, like you're not a texture.
Snowball.
Oh, it's a snowball.
Dried up cum in your mouth.
It's a snowball.
I remember the pink snowballs back in the day.
Pink should turn into glue.
It was like a dessert in the store.
Marshmallow.
Right.
They sell them at Costco. I love Costco.
I know they got them in aisle 9 at Costco. They on sale.
They're on sale right now. They have the yellow and the pink ones.
All right, Mia, Isabella, leave us with a good sex tip for something for us to all go try. I know y'all gonna tell me to try anal. I don't know about that.
Anal.
I don't know.
My sex tip is, especially for women, like, don't just be a receptacle for someone else's sexual desires.
Mm-hmm.
Feel powerful enough in your own sexuality to demand what you want, make him do what you want, and be comfortable with saying, this is what I need to be sexually pleased.
Mm-hmm. That's also advice for that question.
Mm-hmm. That's my advice.
Like, bitch, take control and stop acting like a little pussy.
Don't be a cum receptacle, bitch.
The guys love that you take charge. Like, guys love when a girl, like, snatches them up and takes the dick from them. Trust me. They love that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, nothing. A guy goes crazy when he's like, oh, just massage me. And you're, like, rubbing on him. And then you're just like, man, this is stupid.
Right.
Just grab your dick.
Give me your dick. Pull your dick out.
Yeah. And they're like, oh. Like, you knew what you was trying to do here. Just rub me a little.
Well, Mia, Isabella, as always, we appreciate you so much. We always have so much fun with you.
Yes. Thank you, ladies. Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Yay. Lip service.